Well, sometimes it's great. I mean, when everything's going your way, basketball-wise, away from the basketball court, doing commercials, all that stuff is a lot of fun. But, you know, when you want to have quiet and downtime with your family and with your friends or, you know, with your kids or whatever, you know, it's always an intrusion of other people there consistently. So it has its disadvantages.
Are you captured by your success to any degree, Michael? I mean, the expectations of Michael Jordan, it's awfully hard to live up to that. I mean, the media has expectations, the fans have expectations.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, naturally, as you move on in your years and as you have successful things happen to you, you start to set a standard for yourself. And if you don't reach that standard every time that you step on the basketball court or every year that you play the game, then naturally you start to hear other type of conversations. But yeah, it's a lot of pressure dealing with that. And I think, you know, that's one of the driving forces that keep me playing the game and doing the things that I try to do, is that you want to be consistent, and you certainly don't want to hear the negative talk about getting old and losing a step and all that stuff.
What's the difference between being a winner and a champion? I remember one time I asked Larry Bird that and also Magic Johnson. I'm interested in your definition, then I'll tell you what they said.
Well, it's how many championships you have, how many games you won, how much you lay on the basketball court, the determination that you go out on the basketball court with. I mean, you must enjoy the game, but you want to play it with 110% and lay it on the basketball court at all times.
They told me that when the game is on the line, they want to be the ones to decide the ultimate outcome. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I love that situation. I think if I wouldn't have had the success in those circumstances or in those situations, I probably wouldn't want that to happen. But I guess being that I started my career basically with that shot in 1982, it gave me confidence of taking shots in the game-winning situations. And from that point on, you know, I kind of thrive on that situation.
We had Rick Mears with us, the four-time Indy 500 winner last week, and I asked him the question as to whether he can just simply go out and drive a car and drive it for its enjoyment, since he has driven at such a high skill level. I'm just wondering if Michael Jordan could go out and just simply play basketball, a pickup game, and really enjoy the game for that aspect of it.
Oh, yeah. I still do that quite often, even in the neighborhoods or in the pickup. I still love just going out and picking up a basketball and playing with people that, you know, I may have not known or met or played with. That really shows your love for the game, I think, and I still enjoy doing it.
Is there anything better than to have a July evening, be somewhere in the inner city, get a bunch of guys out on the court, sun is already set, the temperature's still about 90 degrees, the humidity equal to that, and just 5-on-5?
Hey, that's how I grew up. It's different than being in Chicago, North Carolina is, but, you know, I did that quite a bit last summer here in Chicago. I've gone on the south side and found a couple of guys on a Sunday afternoon, and we sit down and we play basketball, you know, 4 or 5 hours, and it's a lot of fun. I think you have a lot more relationships established that way and a lot more respect about your basketball skills.
One thing I know about professional athletes is that everybody wants to have a part of that athlete, and particularly if they're a superstar, they even want a larger part of that. How do you fend off that type of thing so that you can keep some perspective in your life?
Well, I think, you know, it's changed tremendously since I've been married and have established a family. I would say that before I had all that, 95% of my time was, you know, to the public and to the, you know, corporate sponsorships and to the media. Now it's just the opposite. 95% of my time is to my family and to my friends, and, you know, the other 5% goes towards the public and whatever. But it's taken some time to change it all around. I think you have to keep it in perspective that, I mean, your friends and your family are always going to be there. No matter what happens with you basketball-wise, they're going to be there to support you. And you would hope that the fans would be there, but that's not always guaranteed. But I try to separate the two, and right now I think most of my time is dedicated to my family and my friends.
You know, it's interesting, Michael. You have been very comfortable with the media, with the fans. We have a host of people here at the Front Row Restaurant here in Chicago tonight. And you just mention your name anywhere, and they just kind of light up. That is a heavy burden to have to bear, those type of expectations. Do you ever get down to the point that you feel like you might disappoint people, even though you can't satisfy everybody all the time?
Well, I've come to that conclusion now that, you know, no one's, you know, without purity in their lives. I mean, purity is something that, you know, just didn't happen to everyone. You're going to make mistakes. I think that's something that I've learned over my last year or so. It was a very maturing factor for me. But, you know, you want to please as many as you can, because, you know, I do ex- enjoy the respect that I've gotten from the fans here in Chicago and even from the media. So I will try to please as many as I can, but I know that everyone's not going to be pleased, and that's something that's just human nature.
One more question before I kick you loose here, Michael, and that is, I'm sure you've watched yourself play through the highlights and what have you, and I'm just wondering if you were to step back and just take a look at some of the things that you are able to do with a basketball on the court, what amazes you most about yourself?
Well, I think my creativity is something that is never can and won't be defined because I don't know exactly the limits of creativity. You know, I go out and I try to play the game, I enjoy the game, but a lot of times with my creativity, I surprise myself. But that's just a part of the game itself, and that's part of the talent that I have. I don't know how I got it. Somehow God bestowed this talent on me, and I just try to utilize it in the best interest of myself and to the team. And hopefully I can maintain, and as long as I can continue to do that, hopefully the people can be happy. I'm certainly going to be happy because I know I got a trait that very few have.
Do I assume correctly the first day this game is not any fun for you, the next day you won't play it?
You got it. The next day... I will not even pick up the basketball.